Once back in the Northwest, Bob finished his high school requirements, enrolled in a few business classes at the University of Washington, and talked to his friend, Victor Druzianich, another veteran, about buying a small lumber yard. Bob figured that with all the veterans coming home, it could be a promising business. They named their company Bayview, and they were off to a fast start in Southwest Washington, buying lumber directly from the many sawmills in their area and selling it to contractors and the growing number of homeowners with money to remodel or expand. In fact, business was so good, they were working 7 days a week and figured they could prosper even more if they could somehow add an extra day. They had learned in their military training how long they could go without sleep and still function, so they developed a plan. Every other week, one of the partners would work a full 24-hour day, driving through the night to Portland to pick up an extra truckload of lumber. That demanding schedule went on for 7 years. It was the essence of one of Bob's favorite expressions. Everyone should learn the meaning of that famous little four-letter word, work. He also lived by the credo of his favorite high school football coach, practice as you play. To Bob Bush, that meant pursuing his business goals full-time all the time. It was the rigorous schedule pursued by so many veterans. In the service, they had learned the importance of identifying an objective and pursuing it until the mission was accomplished. Also, they felt they had to make up for lost time. These were children of the Depression with fresh memories of deprivation, and the post-war years were abundant with opportunities to make real money. They didn't want to miss out. At home, Wanda was in charge of raising the family, three boys and a girl. They later lost one of their sons in a car accident. The surviving children, Mick, Rick, and Susan, say Bob was often an absentee father, but he would tell them he was working so hard to make their lives better than his had been. Now that they have their own grown-up responsibilities, they have a better understanding, but the boys still point out that Bob missed a lot of their Friday night football games. Summer vacations often consisted of Bob dropping the family at a cabin on a lake and then returning to work. He also put them to work in the rapidly expanding Bayview business empire at an early age. Mick laughs now when he says, "If I put my kids in the situation he put us in, I'd be in jail." As soon as they were teenagers, the boys were learning to drive forklifts and trucks in the lumber yards. Susan was always Daddy's little girl to Bob, but he didn't spare her his favorite four-letter word either. As a teenager, she had to work cleaning the toilets and other public facilities in the stores. Wanda was the indulgent parent. She was up before everyone in the morning to get breakfast on the table, pack the school lunches, do the laundry, and act as the court of last resort if Bob refused to back down from no, his favorite initial response to most requests. That division of family responsibility and the lines of authority were not unusual in the households of veterans across the country. There were moments of tension in the Bush family, but Wanda smoothed them over. Besides, the kids were the beneficiaries of Bob's wartime heroics. He almost never talked about those awful days in Okinawa, but he belonged to an elite club, and the family would be visited by other Congressional Medal of Honor winners, including Marine Corps ace Joe Foss, later the first commissioner of the American Football League. When Rick was in the eighth grade, he began to be fully aware of his father's wartime heroics, but when he asked Bob about what it was like on Okinawa, he remembers him saying only, "Well, you know, it was very difficult. We had to dig foxholes. Hygiene was terrible. We had hair lice. But we had a job to do, and mine was to help people hurt in the war. I was happy to do it. Period." As the business flourished and expanded into mobile homes, golf course construction, and ready-mixed concrete as well as the seven lumber yards and building supply stores, Bob began to relax a little. He took Wanda and Mick to the inauguration of John F. Kennedy, the first member of his generation to be elected president. It was notable for mother and son for two entirely different reasons. Bob laughed when Wanda to this day gets a kind of dreamy expression as she describes meeting JFK at a White House reception. "He looked right into my eyes," she says, "and even though I didn't vote for him, I certainly thought he was handsome and charming." Mick remembers another reception for the Congressional Medal of Honor winners. Former President Harry Truman was the speaker. Mick was just 10 years old, but he could hardly believe what he was hearing. Truman was recalling his favorite Medal of Honor recipient. The former president said it was a young man from the West Coast who had promised his mother that he was going into the service to help people, not to kill them. Mick knew Truman was talking about his dad, but Bob did nothing to draw attention to himself, not even when he introduced Mick to Truman as the reception was winding up. Rick also was struck by the modesty of the Medal of Honor winners. He noticed something else about those common men who acted with uncommon valor. For them, he says, responsibility was their juice. They loved responsibility. They took it on, head on, and any time they could get a task and be responsible, that was what really got them going. Nonetheless, Rick struggled for a time as a teenager when he realized what he'd have to live up to with Bob as a father. He acknowledges they clashed over lifestyle and values for a while, but he always tried to understand what his father had been through in the Depression and the war. As he put it, I try to assimilate his values, but I also try to show him the difference. Bob has another way of describing it. Rick, he says, is a Porsche. I'm a Volkswagen. Now that the children are in their 40s with kids of their own and Bob and Wanda are in their 70s, they have a new Bush generation as common ground. Bob manages to work into almost every conversation the success of a granddaughter who graduated from Pepperdine College and immediately got a high-paying job with a Fortune 500 company. Or another granddaughter, a star basketball player, who's also going to Pepperdine on a scholarship from the Medal of Honor Society, an organization made up of all living recipients of the coveted decoration. Susan, his daughter, a schoolteacher married to a building contractor, says, Dad is all about family now. He built an extra-large house in Palm Springs so he can take care of all the grandchildren. The boys, Mick and Rick, also have a keen appreciation of Bob's business skills. They followed him into the company, but on his terms. He sold each of them a lumberyard and building supply store so they could be independent. As he put it, I'm not going to give you the business, I'm going to give you the opportunity. He financed the purchases, but they've had to make the payments. He's also available for advice, including the Bob Bush rules for operating a successful business. He told the boys that when they're asked how business is going, answer, good. Never say, great, because your customers will think you're doing too well. Don't say terrible, because they'll think you're about to go broke. He also told them to stay away from personal relationships with women who work in the business, personal opinions about politics, and religion in the office. For their part, they've gotten him to relax a little more. As Rick says, he'll now play 9 holes of golf. In the past, he'd only play 6 holes before rushing back to the office. Susie thinks she's helped him lower the emotional walls a bit. She says he is a lot more loving and he hugs more than he used to. He's a lot more emotional and openly affectionate. Bob listens to all of this with a mixture of pride and bemusement. So does Wanda, sitting just off to the side, looking a little wan. She's going through a difficult bout with cancer, and the prognosis is not encouraging. Bob is spending all of his time with her, consulting with doctors, trying to make her comfortable. She remains the light of his life. Besides, he agrees with their children when they say, as Mick puts it, "My mom is the bravest person in this family today." And Susan adds, "And Dad wouldn't be where he is without my mom." Rick chimes in, "I'll second that." Bob, the wartime hero and tough guy businessman, looks at Wanda adoringly and smiles. Bob Bush was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for conspicuous valor on Okinawa. But it was the thought of Wanda that got him home alive. Together, they have had memorable moments as a result of that medal, and certainly the prosperity that came with Bob's business success was a dividend. But it is their enduring love for each other and the family they had together that is their greatest accomplishment.